What you're about to listen to was originally broadcast on 98.5 Sunshine FM, Perth, Western Australia. For details, go to the website 98five.com.
And a very good morning and welcome to the studio. Sue Joy, author of The Joyful Table.
Oh, you are joyful today.
It's joyful.
Mike.
Well, I've had a week off.
Yes.
Week off and back feeling better.
And now you're
100%.
Good? And you're... oh, excuse me.
You okay
and
there, Sue?
Yeah, I am.
You're a throat lozenger or something.
No, I'm good. Too much talking before we started.
And I had to come back today because...
You wanted food. And I've got lots for you today.
What's going on? You've brought in all sorts of goodies.
Yes, so we're talking about pumpkin today. And this...
Well, I've got to tell you, I'm not a big fan.
Wow.
However...
Let's see how we go.
I'm not a big fan of pumpkin, but we're about to find out because you've got some beauties to try after this. I'm not a huge fan of pumpkin, per se, on its own, right?
Yes. And I didn't know that.
No,
and I just thought this is...
I surprised you, didn't I?
You did.
But mixed in with a few other things, not bad. Like with soup, pumpkin soup, for example. I don't mind pumpkin soup, but it's got to have a lot of cracked pepper and a lot of cream.
Mm-hmm.
And it kind of softens its
flavour.
But in roast pumpkin, forget it.
Wow.
And, push and it to the side.
And there's different varieties of pumpkin. Varieties have different flavours, like stronger flavours or milder flavours or a little bit sweeter. So I did a little bit of exploring with that, just to find out. And I had no idea that you didn't like pumpkin.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and a lot of people will just think of pumpkin as like, you know, when you three vegetables on your plate, put the third vegetable, pumpkin.
Yep.
But, you know, you next to that main event that you've got on your plate, you and just pop it there and don't really think too much about pumpkin.
Yeah.
But in actual fact, it is really nutrient dense.
I'm sure it is.
Vegetable. I mean, like most vegetables, but I could not believe when I was doing some research actually how good it is for you and for your skin and for your eyesight, for your heart. I mean, so much. And we'll have a look at some of the things.
Okay.
I mean, high in fiber, vitamin C, vitamin E, iron, folate, potassium, and beta carotene, which converts to vitamin A in our body.
Of course.
Lots of things. So you've got to think outside the box. You know, people are thinking just like you, pumpkin soup, you know, just, that's just how you have your pumpkin. Or a bit roasted with your roast dinner or just stuck there on your plate as number three vegetable.
I think growing up, it was often referred to as trombone.
Oh, was it?
Yeah. So if you go way back. And I think
way back before my time.
Oh yes, of course, Sue. But and the cooking was very different years ago.
Yes,
as well. So it was very plain, and
very bland.
I grew up with not liking pumpkin straight out. So but you're going to surprise.
I'm going to surprise you. I'm going to make you a hamburger, and I've made the patty for you. But the hamburger bun is actually got pumpkin in it. I've made these discs bread, and we're just going to put the hamburger mixture in between it. It's really strong, holds together. And I've made you some spiced pumpkin bread, so you can have like a savoury, then you can have a bit of, you know, sweetness.
All right.
Yeah, so I've spoilt you today with two different things.
We shall take a break. Sue will come back and we shall try the pumpkins, all mixed in with all sorts of different things. Love to hear from you. What's your favourite pumpkin dish to eat? 98.5 weekdays with Mike. Sue Joy is with me, author of The Joyful Table, and we are talking pumpkin today.
Yes.
Hamburger buns.
Yes.
And they're very, very, very thin,
which
is perfect.
Yeah, you know, there are some things in the grocery store now in the bread section called thins.
Oh, yes.
But they only just come out the last couple of years. I mean, I created this recipe right back when I wrote my first cookbook. It is also in my bread book too, this recipe. But it's just something that I didn't like. I missed having something to hold my hamburger in when everyone else could. And, you know, just wrapping it in a lettuce just didn't quite do it for me. I just got in so much mess dripping down my arms.
Yeah.
And pumpkin, I mean, this is so easy. I didn't even cook the pumpkin. The pumpkin goes in the food processor with my coconut flour to make it. It's because it's a nut-free recipe. It goes in and it just, it chops up. The blades chop it up while it's raw. It's only cooking when it goes into the oven. It is really, really simple to make.
That is delightful. You know what I love about this? It's actually manageable. So the height of it is, it's not too high. It's not awkward to kind of eat a hamburger because the bread is so thin and it's all flavour.
Yeah, so I'm actually making, for people, of course, they can't see it, so they're actually round discs. They're, so it's a round, it's like a disc, and I'm not even putting it in a fry pan. I'm just putting a couple of trays with baking paper on it.
In
I put
the
about
oven.
two and a half tablespoons of my mixture that I've just whipped around in the food processor, and I'm using the back of my measuring spoon just to make a about 10 centimeter diameter round disc. And I've got big trays, so I can fit between about six on one. And I do two trays and just pop them in the oven to cook for 20 minutes and take them out, let them cool, and then you actually sort of peel them off the baking paper. They cool and you freeze them. They freeze really, that what you're eating, I froze that on Saturday.
Right.
But really, I could have kept it, you know, like I've got ones that I made and we used for lunch yesterday, and I had them in a sealed container, and they're perfect still. So I didn't even need to freeze yours to keep them fresh.
A great alternative to bread, obviously.
Yes.
The disc top and bottom. And you, mind you, not to mention how good the burger is.
You liked what I cooked for you.
Oh, my goodness. That is unbelievable. But we're mainly talking about the actual buns.
Yeah, about the buns. But it's easy to hold.
Easy to hold.
They don't fall apart at all. They're actually firm enough to hold all your hamburger fillings in. And I love them. And, you know, one of my daughter-in-laws needs to be gluten-free. And, she just loves it. Yesterday she took some for work today. So they're actually great. And I can tell you, one time I made them and my husband grabbed one and just put some jam and cream on it and ate it like that. It was a little bit like a savoury scone kind of thing.
Jam and cream.
I'm like, I would never have thought it. I've actually got a bit of pepper in it. And so I actually didn't think that anyone would have thought to have it as a sweet thing. But gosh,
Genius. So obviously pretty simple and quick to make. What's actually in it?
All right. Well, there's coconut flour in it, and there's a little bit, tiny bit of arrowroot flour, which helps to bind.
Oh, yeah.
And I've got golden flaxseed meal in there.
Oh, yeah.
So you've got omega-3 in there. A bit of baking soda and bicarb and the salt and a pinch of pepper. Then we've got 180 grams of just peeled pumpkin, just cut into little chunks. It'll go. So all of that goes into the food processor and just chops around till it all comes to like a dry, crumbly flour. The pumpkin moisture's kind of gone through it.
Is it quite dry, like when you that final mixture?
It looks dry, but of course there is moisture in it.
Yep.
It still is a little bit crumbly. And then I put in a teaspoon of apple cider vinegar. That's just to activate the baking soda. Two eggs and a third of a cup of water. That just goes in after you've... And then just blend it again. And you've got this really soft, spreadable mixture that you're just going to spread onto your trays.
Can't really taste the pumpkin. Like it's very, 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 very subtle.
Yeah.
Mixed in with the, obviously with the burger. As well.
Yes, of course. You know, and plus, you know, we've got salt and pepper in it. It's sort of a savoury. And I'm glad that you're enjoying it because I didn't even know that you weren't fond of pumpkin.
There you go.
Wow. That's
that
good.
That is amazing. We'll take a break. We'll come back and chat some more because you've also brought in a spiced pumpkin bread. I do love bread.
Yes.
So I'm looking forward to that. 98.5 weekdays with Mike. Sue Joy's with me. Are we ready for round two, Sue?
I can see you looking at this
I've demolished that little hamburger.
I know.
But you know what I love about that? It's actually a great size, comfortably to eat, not too high, and it doesn't spill everywhere.
I know. And the fact is that it doesn't crumble or break. It holds together really, really well. And that website is actually, that recipe is actually in my cookbooks, but I have specially put it up on my website for our 98.5 family.
Okay.
So I'll leave that up on there for a little bit. The link will, the listeners will be able to get through to that link. But
we've had some questions
really
coming through.
I should really put it up there.
Helen, thank you for your message. Yeah, check out our website. All the details you'll find for that recipe on our website. And Leandi from Hammond Park says, my favourite way to eat pumpkin is in pancakes, like flapjacks with cinnamon and sugar as a little treat.
Yes.
It's not a bad idea, is it?
Because
pancakes.
And depending on what type of pumpkin that you get, which I've got a few suggestions here, some are sweeter than others. Some have less a strong pumpkin flavour.
Yep.
So you can choose what pumpkin you use depending on what recipe what you're coming up with.
All right, so what's next we're going to try
today? All right, you're going to try spiced pumpkin bread.
Well, I am looking forward to this.
So this is a sweet treat, but even though I've made a whole loaf, we only have 3 tablespoons of honey in this.
In the whole loaf?
Whole loaf.
That's it.
Because we've got pumpkin in here and I've got lots of spices and some of your favourite spices.
Rightio, pass that over and let's have a little, gee, you've made a whole plate for, I'll just take one.
Yes, you can, and we might share.
Lovely little bit of dob of butter on top of that as well.
Wow. Grass-fed butter. Yum, yum.
So this is a brand new recipe?
No, this is in my bread book, my gluten-free, grain-free, paleo bread book, and I've actually put it on the weekend up on my website, so 98.5.
Ooh, that
family
packs a punch.
Grab it. And this is a really
easy... Ooh, that's got a nice bite to it.
Yeah, it's a really nice, easy recipe.
It's like a delayed... Like, I took a bite, and then there's a delayed flavour that kicks in. Wow. Yeah.
So I've got cinnamon, our favourite. Mm-hmm. Yep, cinnamon in there. I've got ground ginger. I've got allspice in
ginger.
There.
Wow.
Yeah, so I've got, ground ginger. And with this one, I've used a cup of mashed pumpkin in here. So with my bread one, we've just used raw pumpkin and it's cooked in the oven.
Light, we've used, moist.
Isn't it light and moist?
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah,
seriously?
So we've got almond meal in here and golden flaxseed again. So this is really high in protein. And I've got 4 eggs in it. So it's really high in protein.
I'm making this one.
Low in sweetness. And we've got the vegetable. We've got, the pumpkin in there. So it's a really, really easy one to make, but really high in protein, fiber. Yeah.
You could have
that.
It's
a great healthy snack.
Any time of the day.
Yes. Like, you can have it for breakfast.
Breakfast.
You could even...
Could you toast that?
I was just going to say to you, you could actually put it in like a sandwich toaster so that you're not actually...
Yeah.
It would probably might crumble a bit in the toaster. I'm not sure. I haven't tried it in the toaster. But it's such a moist... It doesn't crumble when you eat it. It's not like a normal... I think the golden flaxseed helps really keep things together.
Or warm it.
Yes.
Either toast it or warm it.
It's a great breakfast. And, packed with essential vitamins and minerals. Yeah.
Now, what's... prep time on that one, is that a fairly, what's the duration for that one?
10 minutes.
Oh, yeah, I'm loving that.
But you,
ticks the box.
But that's including, I've said, to have your pumpkin already cooked and mashed. So you use cold pumpkin.
Oh,
so
rightio.
What I do is actually cook a lot of pumpkin, mash it up, and then I keep it in the container in the fridge. And, I'll make a few things with mashed pumpkin. So I'll just do a whole heap and then just measure out my cup measure of it.
That's clever.
And I've still got a little bit left after the weekend of cooking.
Yeah,
this.
Right.
Yeah. And then you can just put it in anything. Like, even if you're going to make a pot of chili or something like that, you can even put a little bit of mashed pumpkin in there. I do this with sweet potato too, left over from a recipe. Put it through, help the gravy, and you're adding more vegetables in and the kids don't know. I'm a great one at hiding things.
You are very clever. But that's got a real...
That little punch to it?
You're calling it spiced pumpkin for a reason.
Yes.
It's definitely got a lovely kick of spice in there. That is beautiful.
And it's your spices. So I kind of thought that...
Cinnamon.
I thought that you might like that one. Mm. Because we've got to get away from... pumpkin soup. I've got a recipe, butternut and ginger soup.
Oh, yeah.
Butternut pumpkin, ginger soup on my website. And this is great, especially with winter and fresh ginger in it. And I've used butternut pumpkin because that's milder. So we want the ginger to come out in this. And there's Jarrahdale pumpkin.
Yeah.
All right. So that is a good choice of people. That's got a thinner skin.
Right.
So that's easier to cut up if you're in a roast or you're going to boil. Typically, that's a good choice because you're not having to say to your hubby, can you get that big knife out and cut all the skin off there, So that's a good choice. And that's a ribbed grey colour, the skin of the Jarrahdale. But a lot of people, me mainly, as I remember as a child, it was the Queensland blue.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, so that has the really thick ribbed grey skin to sort of a blue-grey. Mm. And you remember that because you usually would puree that to make pumpkin scones. My grandmother using that. And that's a true blue. I mean, that's really bred and grown in Australia, but you can find it all over the world now. But that is definitely Australian.
You got it growing in your backyard or not? Pumpkin?
Well, they spread everywhere.
We'll take a break, Sue. Collins, Against All Odds, you're on 98.5 weekdays with Mike. Sue Joy is with me. We've been having a delightful little taste test here today. Hamburger buns, nice and thin. They're like a disc. Great, and a great bread alternative.
Yes.
And that spiced pumpkin bread, oh my goodness, that was absolute a winner.
I thought that you'd like that because you love spice.
Oh, love it. I'm just looking at the ingredients and the process. That's an easy one, I reckon.
That's a really easy one.
So I'm going to give that a go. I'll get back to you on how that turned out.
Yes. Yes.
So, and so many different varieties.
I know. So
pumpkin. Butternut would be a popular one, do you think, amongst most people?
Yes, and which people would know because of the shape.
Yeah.
Now, that has a milder flavour, and it's a lighter orange flesh.
That's better in soup, I reckon.
Yes, and it goes well in sweet dishes, though, too. Yeah, like pumpkin pie. They use that in pumpkin pie. Yeah.
Pumpkin pie.
Yeah. Because it's not a strong flavour. You're not going to get that really strong pumpkin because this is a sweet dessert. I mean, it's American. But, you know, we have a lot of people make it here, a lot of recipes. I made it years ago, but it was a naughty recipe years and years ago. I haven't created a healthy one yet, but maybe I should, you know. Yeah. But Kent, which otherwise known as Japanese pumpkin.
That'd be the most, that's pretty popular.
That's
as well.
The most popular. And that's what I've got today. That I actually got that on special, pumpkin. Yeah. So that's the most popular with flavour and the sweetness. And that has like a green, grey, sort of malty, you know, kind of skin.
Yeah.
But as we were talking before about the Queensland Blue, which, you know, we know as kids, something special about that is a whole pumpkin. I actually read that it lasts up to 100 to 140 days when you pick that pumpkin and you haven't cut it.
Really?
Yes.
140 days?
Yes, 140 days.
Tough skin.
Yes, because it's really thick skin. I always have to get my husband to get his muscles out.
140 days?
Yes.
That's amazing.
I know.
4 months or whatever.
Well, people will put them down in their cellars and things like that. I mean, you see a lot of heirloom pumpkins now, fancy ones that people, and small ones that people will roast whole. But they're not the things that, at the moment, that we'd be thinking about getting. They cost a lot. And, of course, they breed the certain ones for Halloween and different things like that.
And
they don't really do those for eating. They're just once a year.
Yeah.
Where these can all be grown pretty much all year round. Mm. But why I chose the pumpkin I chose is because I was looking around. You know, at the moment, vegetables and fruit are a terrible price.
Sure is.
Because there's a lot of things happening. The transport, we don't have local workers to pick, and people in isolation, there's floods, all kinds of things. So we really need to be buying in season and local, especially local. We don't want it to be transported. That's where all these costs are coming from.
Grow your own.
Yes, and grow your own. We had pumpkins all through the front garden once, but it went forever.
Is that right?
Yes. But I picked up my pumpkin for 99 cents a kilo from an independent grocer. So obviously they had bought theirs local, and I went past one of the two big supermarkets. The same time, the same day, $4.50 a kilo.
So that's interesting.
Oh my goodness.
So definitely worth shopping around
local. Yeah, so obviously that had come from the eastern states and driven over. So I was thrilled, you know. So look around. I mean, it's really hard with stretching our budgets, you know, sort of pick what you can find. And of course, local hasn't travelled as far, hasn't sat around in a cool room as much.
A bit more fresh.
Yes. So we're just going to have to be a little bit more flexible of what we choose, thinking, you know, we need vegetables on our plate.
And eating in season.
Yes, which is in good. Season is so important.
So we'll take a break. We shall come back and wrap things up. 98.5, this is Weekdays with Mike. Sue Joy has been with me. So are we out of food? Almost?
There's plenty more here.
Yeah, but we're finished with the taste.
Yeah, we're finished with the taste testing. No,
I thought there might have
you.
Been a third course. Or
I will leave you a little bit.
All right.
I'll leave you a little bit.
The spiced pumpkin bread.
No third course.
Now, Sue, some great health benefits for pumpkin particularly,
yes.
Hey?
Yes. So I talked about the vitamins that it contains previously, but those vitamins... pumpkin promotes healthy immune system.
Which is appropriate at the moment.
Yeah, especially at the moment.
Yep.
It's an antioxidant, supports heart health, supports eye health, promotes young-looking skin, Mike.
That's it. I'm having pumpkin all day today.
And it helps with weight loss. It's really low in calories.
Another big tick.
Yep. It's high in fiber with a lot of water content.
I'm loading up the car. I'm going to fill the back of my ute with pumpkins.
Now, it has soluble and insoluble fiber in it. So one is going to fill you up and swell with water and helps your body with your glucose slow into the bloodstream.
Okay.
And the insoluble one is, you know, the fibrous bits that you see in your pumpkin.
Mm.
Well, that promotes good gut health. You know?
Which Mel, our naturopath, often talks about,
we
the gut health.
We need to feed the good bacteria in
there.
We do. And I think we underestimate pumpkin.
Yeah.
And there's so many things.
Yeah.
And just me doing some research, I just got excited about the heart health because it contains potassium. And vitamin C and folate and fiber, which are all heart healthy things. But the potassium is also an electrolyte, which helps regulate your blood pressure, heartbeat, and the nerve impulses.
Amazing.
I'm like, I really think we underestimate our food. Now, and we need to look beyond pumpkin soup, right? So on my website, you can get the butternut and ginger soup, which is nice and spicy.
Yeah.
And the bread that we had today and the hamburger buns. And I've also got a pumpkin sandwich bread. So pumpkin, and that's to make sandwiches with. And that's a savory one. I've got mulligatawny soup on there, which I've got pumpkin in there, all grated in there, which breaks down. Spiced pumpkin brownies.
Oh, wow.
Yep, brownies.
Hello.
Use the pumpkin in it. And also butternut pikelets. So
that would be
the
good.
Butternut is milder, see, so I put it into pikelets. Yeah, so that would be similar to, you know, a pancake.
Had those growing up.
Pumpkin scones, I've got that, gluten-free pumpkin scones on there.
With the double
and
cream.
This is something else that I bought in once for you to try, was the pumpkin sticky date pudding with caramel sauce. Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah, I do. Oh, yes, that takes me back.
Yeah, so you didn't say you didn't like pumpkin then.
No, well, I don't like pumpkin plain on its own, but you've changed my...
And my butter chicken, my Indian butter chicken recipe has pumpkin.
Yes.
And the Indian vegetable dal recipe.
Lots you can do with pumpkin.
So lots and lots of things to do with pumpkin. There's no excuse not to have it in your diet.
Well, you've convinced me, Sue. Thank you for coming in today.
My pleasure.
If you've been listening and your mouth is watering thinking, I'd love to try this, well, all you have to do, we'll put a link up on our website, 98five.com, and you can follow the links there through to Sue's page and get all the information and a tip, follow the recipe to the T.
Yes, which
and don't take shortcuts like I do.
Yeah, but that's typical of a man who doesn't read instructions. You know, when you're going to build something, you don't.
Nah.
So when you're going to cook something, you don't. Now, you know, I got all this trouble, Mike.
I know.
Well, make it work.
I glanced across the instructions and go, oh, yeah, I got this.
But you don't really have it.
And then when it doesn't turn out, I think, hang on, did I actually miss something in there? And then I realise.
All right.
Thanks, Sue. We'll catch up in a couple of weeks.
Yes, my pleasure.
You are on 98.5 and this is Weekdays with Mike. Good morning.
For more details on this and other programs, contact 98.5 Sunshine FM, Perth, Western Australia, or visit the website 98five.com.